Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hi, Dukes. We'll take you till 3 o'clock. I was listening to JP and Lurch earlier. And they didn't have J.P. Finley on, which is probably the first show this week that didn't have J.P. Finley on. So we're going to have J.P. Finley on. He's on the Mattress Warehouse Hotline as we speak. Hello, Joe Paul. How are you?
I'm good, cuz. What's going on? Thank you for having me.
Well, first and foremost, Bickle, I got to do this. Let's see here. Let's see if I can pull it up. We got some tips.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, people were tipping us. I want to give a verbal nod to Cody Sherman, Jairus Bolding, Jairus from Bowie, and Sarah Trussell. All of them sent over a couple of shekels on Venmo. I'm going to split all the profits with Bickle. It is Venmo.com/Chad Dukes if you'd like to tip us for working for free today. We greatly appreciate it. And we'll give you a verbal nod on the air. I think that's called payola.
Yeah,
sounds pretty good.
That's what I'm into.
sorry about that, JP.
You?
Not a lot.
I think
one woman sent $5, which was the high water mark.
A lot of 250s.
Yeah, a couple of the bucks here and there. It's nice. It's a nice gesture.
I've said many times, JP, I think you're well aware. You know Chad very well now. But his idea of blocking someone and then just letting them back in for $20 is maybe one of the most brilliant things I've ever heard.
Thank you very much.
Yeah.
It's terrific. It's where I get confused is how do you know to unblock them? They send a note on Venmo?
They figure it out.
They get burner accounts and stuff.
Yeah, Facebook. They have other friends ask them to unblock me, and then I tell them how to do it. Unmute is hard because it's $10, and a lot of people are so dumb that I mute them that they don't know they're muted. They just assume I'm not responding to them, so that one's a little more difficult to enforce.
Right.
Yeah, it's tricky with the mutes and the blocks. It's hard to know what to do, but you've got an aggressive system, and it works for you.
And by the way, just in case anyone would call my credibility into question, I would never block or mute someone just for the money. If I block you, you effing deserve it. And that's the first part of the process, boys. Mm. They have to admit what they did. Because they all start with the same thing. I don't know what I did. You just blocked me. And I'm like, no, that's not the way it works. And then eventually they cop to whatever they did, you know, whatever snarky, horrible thing they said. And then I let them back into my good graces.
Right, right.
Yeah, that's all. JP, how are you?
I'm good, man. I went down to the Billy Goat Trails this morning. Got outside.
I love that.
Yeah, it was fun. Took my girls.
A lot of pictures of the daughters on Instagram. I saw.
Yeah, I mean that's kind of where I'm at in life, though. I mean, EB posts a lot of pictures of his family.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, but it's not a business account. Like EB has a personal Instagram account. You're JP Finley NBCS. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I'm kind of the same. I think it's the same.
I mean, I can take off NBCS. I think they kind of want me to have that.
Yeah, yeah. Don't let him shame you too bad. I think it's
fine.
I'm
family shaming.
Yeah, I know. He's shaming you for having children.
How dare you post pictures of your two young children?
I'm family shaming everybody right now. It's very sad.
Yeah. Yeah, it's okay, JP. I appreciate it. I like seeing other people's kids.
Hey, JP, where are you? I was incredibly depressed at the beginning of the show. Bickle had to talk me down off the ledge. I thought we're all going to die. We're never going to have sports again. And I found that I kind of vacillate back and forth throughout all this garbage.
Called bipolar. I think I have it too.
I think it probably is. Where are you, JP, as far as your level of positivity?
Oh, man. Positivity is tough to find, especially consistently right now. Are you think we're all going to die because of the virus or because of
well, he thinks all
being stuck at home?
Yeah, well, I'll let you answer, Chad.
Well, I'm going to die because I'm fat. Like, you and Bickle will live, but I will die. And then it's not even so – I should die. I have I'm a horrible person. But, like, I don't want to leave my wife with all these bills and this mortgage and who's going to take care of the dog. It's just like –
I'll help her find a hot husband. Don't worry.
I don't want that. I don't want you involved. Amy's got a thing for my wife. It's been weird for us for years because of it. It's just a lot. They had a doctor on, JP, that basically said – if you're 20 pounds overweight, you get this thing. It's curtains for you. You're going to fall. You're Dunsky.
He was kind of talking out of both ends of his mouth, to be honest.
You think so?
Dude, yeah. I know this, and all this, almost all these like stories and evidence is anecdotal, but I'm not going to say who, but I know close to me two overweight people, one very overweight person, got it and we're fine and are still kicking. So
yes. Well, Chad knows anecdotally there's somebody that we both know that got it that I would have bet my mortgage, I would have put my 401k on it, that guy was going to donk off.
Well, I might bet that he died just by the end of the summer just because of the way he looks walking around.
Yeah, so. just normally just die. And so when he got it, I went, well, it's over for him. And, it, you know, he had the sniffles.
Dude, that's a great point. That guy, that's the most unhealthy person
I've ever seen
in my life. I think I'm going to be okay.
You're going to be okay.
Oh, I'm going to go out and have Burger King. This is amazing.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. Celebrate. Live a little.
Yeah.
I'm drinking some JP, you're going to be jealous tonight, buddy. I got a bottle of Eagle Rare. I got a bottle of Buffalo Trace. And then I got a bottle of Heaven's Door for All Requests Saturday night. We're going to be living it up.
I have the first two. I haven't had Heaven's Door. I got a bottle of Breckenridge, which I had never tried. It's really good. I was drinking that last night.
Yeah. That's going to sound dumb. Is that mean it's from Breckenridge, Colorado? Is that the idea?
Yeah.
No?
The gimmick is that they use water from melted snowpacks, like every spring or summer when the snow melts up there. That's the water they use to make the bourbon.
I'm not very world traveled, but that is one spot that I've been to that is awesome. It's a very cool spot.
It's nice.
Yeah.
Are you guys like me?
Yeah,
I just want to know, I love a gimmick. Like, I am positive Fiji water isn't better than all other waters, but because I won that.
I nailed it, dude.
I know you did, but I'm just saying I'm susceptible. Like, the Jefferson's Ocean, they put the bourbon on a boat, EB, and they sail it around. Mm-hmm. And so it's supposed to be in movement all the time and take in the sea air. Yeah. So I'm positive I can taste, like, the ocean in it. I love a good gimmick when it comes to a beverage.
Yeah.
If I'm buying fancy water, Fiji is my go-to. And I think it might just be the waterfall bottle. It just looks so pretty and refreshing.
Right. JP, have you been – I know that you're a big golfer. You love golf, and you play a lot. You play when you can. I was saying to Dukes earlier that I don't care if you hate golf or you think it's the worst thing ever. You have to be rooting for golf right now. And I have to say that Jay Monahan's just been ridiculed by people. But I think he's handling this pretty darn well. They're tightening up the safety protocols. They're doing everything that they can. And if golf doesn't work, then we are doomed. So if you're a football fan, you better be rooting for golf. Because if they pull the plug on the PGA Tour, there is a 0% chance they're going to be playing football in the fall. I don't care what Roger Goodell says.
Totally agree. I mean, the fact that we're a couple weeks in and you know, each week another golfer test positive. The only way we can move forward is if people test positive and then you remove them from kind of society.
That's smart.
You know, they have to go isolate and quarantine, and that's what the tour is doing. I think they're handling it right. I hate that it was Denny McCarthy, a local kid.
I know.
You know, he had some tough rounds, and then he shot a 67, and then he comes down with it.
Yeah, but you know what? Jason texted him yesterday. You know, because Jason only knows famous people. He texted him and he said he just feels a little sluggish. But also, and I didn't know, I think I could say this because I was told this is public knowledge. This is, how scary is this? I think they get paid $100K if they test positive. So there's almost financial incentive. Give me the Rona, right? So if you're willing to play and put yourself out there, the tour will compensate you if you happen to get the virus.
Is that for real? That's crazy.
I hope I'm not breaking news. I was told that was public knowledge. If I'm breaking news and I just violated something.
Anywhere.
Huh?
I saw a bunch of people mentioning $100,000, and I just didn't know what it was in reference to. So
yeah,
I don't think
I'm breaking news. I was told that's kind of been out there. No one's highlighting that. But think about that. If you're a 22-year-old kid and, you know, you're going to get an extra $100,000 if you get it. So what, you know, you're probably going to blow through it. So, you know, it gives you a little incentive to if you're on the edge.
Sorry. Saturday,
right? I don't know what to say anymore.
I think it's more about compensating somebody for, I mean, because like Denny McCarthy, for instance, is up in Connecticut. He's got to get back to wherever he keeps home, which is probably in Florida.
Yeah, it ain't $100,000 to fly him there, though. I mean, come on.
But like, think about it. By him testing and having to withdraw from the tournament, he's probably losing. I don't know what last place. There's some level
much.
Of guarantee.
Yeah, I know. You're right.
Make the cut.
Yeah, you're right.
I was listening to you, Eric, yesterday morning. When the guys were trying to crack what golf course you were going to, and I was dying to know. I have a bunch of theories in my head where you were going to play.
Well, I was just resentful because how dare they charge me a guest fee? So that's why it's nothing. Yeah, I could tell you. Text me and I'll tell you.
It was more though. I know where you live. I can tell by your level of excitement, like where you weren't going.
Yeah, I wasn't going to like RTJ or Congressional or anything. Yeah,
right. You weren't driving to Caves Valley or something.
Yeah,
that was fun.
Yeah, I'll tell you. But I had a great time. The greens were great. I mean, I know Dukes doesn't care. I mean, I had a great time, and whatever.
I'm for being outside and drinking. I mean, just because I don't do it doesn't mean that I'm not in for everybody doing that. I think for the mental health of all the people that I know that golf, I wish everyone was playing golf right now.
Yeah. You know? Oh, well, they are. The courses are killing it. I had my buddy on. I don't know if JP heard that. But my buddy Tom, who owns Waverly Woods and Blue Mash, I've said it, so I don't think he cares. Waverly did 273 rounds on Thursday. Think about that, JP. 273 rounds, and I think at Blue Mash, which is basically my home course because that's closer to me, they did like 260. And that's a Thursday, a random Thursday. And I talked to the guy who owns Renditions, and Tom, of course, agrees. Every day at the golf course right now is a weekend day at a public golf course. Now, I played at a private place. Actually, that place was packed too. I don't know. I know JP's a member at a big fancy club. I don't know how busy. How's it been out there?
Packed. Well, there's also construction, so we only have one course.
Yeah, that
so
really hurts.
That
yeah.
just caused even more trouble.
Yeah.
Where is Waverly? I played Blue Mash. I played Blue Mash maybe last month. I love that.
Waverly
is Howard County?
I think it's Howard County, technically. Yeah, it's like off 29, and well, I don't know that area that well, but I just take 29 to like 100, like right around there.
Gotcha.
Yeah, but it's a great track.
Chad, have you seen the Coors Light golf commercial, Dukes? Because it makes me think of you.
I don't think so. What is it?
To your point about, like, I support people drinking outside, Coors Light, it's a commercial with, like, three dudes just hacking it up. Not real golfers, but just using it as a reason to be outside crushing Coors Light.
Yeah.
And it's a pretty effective commercial.
I know neither one of you would ever play it. I play disc golf all the time for that reason, just because you're outside, you're in the woods. It's something to do while you're just crushing beers in a public park that you're not supposed to. Which I enjoy very
much.
When
I lived in North Carolina, when I was working in Wilmington and was extremely broke, I played a lot of disc golf.
Yeah,
it's also free.
Did you see the viral video? Or did you just mention that? Of the guy that – is this normal? Because I checked out for a moment. Where the guy
– thanks for the honesty.
Yeah. Where the guy chucked it like 400 yards into the basket, like a par four.
Not normal.
Did you see that video that was out a couple days ago?
Yeah, but guys huck shots like that.
Guys do that all. I mean, it's kind of normal. Like, it's a kind of a viral video normal thing.
I mean, that's an impossible shot for any of us to make, but the pros are. I think I've seen one ace.
It literally looked
life.
Like a 350-yard par four dogleg right, and that guy just ripped it and he nailed it.
It's really frustrating to watch. I've thrown frisbees my entire life, and I'm pretty good at it. And it's just never in a million years can you ever do that. It's all genetics and muscle twitch.
It is
like that. Yeah, yeah.
Really? Crazy. Like, no, hold on. Like the elite, what do they call it? Disc golf guys.
Disc
frisbee.
Golf. Yeah.
Yeah. Those guys. You think they're actually special?
Yeah, they're real special, man. Like I would enjoy. I mean, look, I've tried to play golf. You have to put so much effort into just being below average in
golf. Yeah, it's a horrible game. It's too hard. It just humbles you. You feel like a duty every time you leave.
But anyone can play disc golf. But I would love for you to come out and just see, like, when you're in the woods, because you're not playing with frisbees. They're like these big hard plastic discs. That's why it's not called frisbee golf. And then you'll just have
more appreciation. What's the difference? Is there something called frisbee golf or no?
No,
that's just a misnomer.
Like, you see stupid. What's that?
Is that like a derogatory term to call it frisbee golf?
Yeah, it literally means you're an idiot. People that play disc golf, if you say frisbee golf to them, it's basically like saying deers instead of deer.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like the plural. Vinyl, same way. If you call records vinyls, people that have records, they know immediately you're an idiot. It's just an idiot indicator, which there's plenty of out
there. If you say vinyl, you're an idiot?
No, vinyls.
When I played disc golf, is the guy I would play with had like a golf bag with driver through putter.
Yeah, I got that.
The discs are like different weights.
Is that right?
Yeah, and they break right and left. Yeah. There's a little scoring system.
How far can you chuck it, Chad?
Me? Me? Something like Beetlejuice. I would say probably 200 yards.
Really?
Yeah, depending on the hole. I mean, but there's trees everywhere. That's what you got to understand, man.
It's far.
I used to have a really good arm, boys, and then I tried to impress this girl, and I was running down Jockey's Ridge, and I heard my rotator cuff snap, and I've never had it looked at just because I don't want to know what happened to it. It was so embarrassing.
Mm.
What were we talking about?
Did you fall?
Yeah, I fell.
Why did running cause you to – okay.
I was trying to impress a chick, and I was running down – you know where – you've been to Outer Banks. Jockey's Ridge is the biggest sand dune on the East Coast, and we climbed up to the top of it, and I was sprinting down the side to get back to the bottom, and I just flipped, and my arm got pinned behind me. It snapped, and I threw it behind the brew-through because it hurt so much. It's still the most pain I've ever been through in my life.
Dude, I always drive by that thing. That's like right there. What's the name of that little area right there? Is that Devil's whatever?
Kill Devil Hills.
Yeah, is it right there?
Yeah.
Do they have people like do hang gliding off that?
Yeah, man. All that
Did you ever do that?
Well, I would, but I saw somebody lose control and they didn't know how to get down. And then,
yeah, right.
The ocean's right there. Eventually, what was happening was, like, there was an instructor on the ground. So when, like, I don't remember what happened. There was a line or something that didn't work. But they were able to talk the woman into how to kind of guide the thing so it was going down.
So do they let rank amateurs like me just show up? Or is it like if you're going to jump out of an airplane and you have to go to school and then they let you do it?
Yeah, there's a school you take, and you're up there with an instructor, and then I think eventually you – I've never done it just because it's expensive.
So you do tandems at first.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
I would never do it. How high do they get up there?
They're high, man. It's huge down there. That's basically what the first airplane was, right? The Wright brothers was a big
hangar. Yeah, right. But, I mean, are we talking about like 100 feet or like what is it?
Yeah, they're up there. I mean, that dune's a couple hundred feet up in the air, I feel like, and then you're up above that flying around.
I would never do that.
It's fun to watch them.
I think I would do it.
You would?
You're attached to a professional, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, but
I mean, to start with, you are.
I would do that. Yeah.
Did you see the video of the guy? It was about a year ago that he's hang gliding and his harness breaks and he's just holding on until they get to the bottom.
I vaguely remember that.
I click
off that because that would induce like an immediate like my sphincter just starts to move when I see that. I can't.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's like those videos of those Russian kids, like, crawling up the skyscrapers.
Oh, right.
I don't know how anyone watches those, man.
Yeah. Or they do those. They got to have the selfie at the top of something. Or,
yeah.
Yeah. Well, they dock off every once in a while.
Well, I mean, I would make a joke here that I could make 5 years ago, but I would I'd get fired right now if I made the joke. JP, anything? Football?
Chad, I thought for sure you'd want to talk about Emmanuel Hall. He tore his Achilles, man.
Yeah, I didn't even know who that guy was. I read that story. It said Redskins. Of course, it's like clickbait on your website. It says Redskins wide receiver tears ACL. And my heart jumped into my throat because I think it's my guy. And then it's somebody I've never heard of.
Oh, I feel bad for him, though. I mean, he's out for the year for sure. Yeah.
Well, it's one of these situations where I really feel bad for the guy. This is an undrafted guy who was on the Bears and the Bucks practice squad last year. The Skins signed him in December. Normally, he'd be in Ashburn working out with the team with doctors all over the place and guided practices, and he's working out at home on his own and ruptures his Achilles. I don't know what will happen for this young man, but, like, I don't – normally, if a guy could never play again, or you have to release somebody for medical reasons when they're undrafted like that, there'd be some sort of medical settlement, some cash. I don't know that that happens in this case.
I think it would because he's still under contract, right? I think it would.
Yeah,
maybe,
but he
not.
Wasn't working out. I mean,
yeah, but they encourage him to do their own private workouts, right?
I don't know. I don't know. I would assume they do.
Yeah. They don't want him working out with other guys. I get that. It's so bizarre. But they got
whatever it is, if he hadn't gotten hurt, he would stand to make more money, even if he's just on the practice squad.
Yeah, no. I feel terrible for him. The good news is, and you know this very well, JP, is, you know, it's just like you could have the corona debate, but most people come back fine from ACLs. They have mastered that surgery. So it's just a matter of the rehab.
This is an Achilles.
Was his Achilles? Oh, I thought you said ACL. Yeah. Achilles, that could be a game changer. That could be a game ender. Yeah.
Hey,
yeah, for sure.
JP, does Rashad Ross have, like, did he have sex with somebody's wife in the Redskins organization? I mean, he just murdered in the Alliance, and he was good in the XFL. Why can't the Redskins always need wide receivers? He played well when he was there. Why can't he get another shot in the league?
I heard something. I'll tell you during the break.
Oh, really?
Ooh, that's juicy.
Yeah, I'll tell you what I heard about that guy.
And the golf course he played on.
Yeah,
I know
that. I love that guy.
When it was going way back to when he was with the Skins, McLuhan liked him and Gruden liked Ryan Grant. I know that much.
Oh, God. I'm going to puke.
No, I heard. I actually heard that he's kind of a donk. I'll tell you during.
Really?
Yeah, I'm going to text it to you right now because I don't think I could say.
He's fast.
Yeah, I'm going to put it right in here.
Played for
because, Chet, the rest of the league's not signing that guy either. It's not just the Skins.
He got a cup of coffee with the Panthers after his stint with the Hot Shots.
And then they released him.
They did. Yeah, I just don't know what – I mean, he just –
I just Google Hangouted you, whatever that is.
I don't know how that works, EB.
Yeah.
Why can't you text me? Why is it so difficult about that?
Oh, because I got –
Do you guys want to know how awful the next 90 minutes of my life are going to be?
Yeah, definitely.
I have grubs, Chad.
Oh,
I have
God.
Grubs destroying my yard.
I hate grubs.
You eat one on the air for us, JP?
Yeah, dude, eat a grub for us.
No, sorry. If it wasn't a Saturday show, maybe, but no.
Oh, you're a jerk. I guarantee if you had him on at 8:30 on a Tuesday, Bickle, he would do it.
He would do it. Well, I would never do it, but I watch Naked Afraid. They eat these grubs all the time.
How awful my yard looks.
Yeah.
Can I send you a picture of how mauling my yard looks?
Sure.
You know why it looks so mauling? No kids playing in it ever.
I don't know. Yeah, but I don't think this. I mean, I don't think kids lead to grubs. I could be wrong.
I'm being a jerk. I'm being a huge jerk. Hey, do you guys ever eat the cicadas when they come around?
No, aren't they coming this summer?
Yeah,
I heard that.
It's the 17-year bad boys too. Like this is unprecedented.
All right, I'm texting you right now.
What we need.
Well,
I texted you.
I got a couple of buddies that will just pop those things in as they're alive, and you can hear them fluttering down their throats. Like it is a disaster. Oh.
Why?
Why don't you just say this?
Kind of like make everybody's stomach turn.
Yeah, well, look, there's cookbooks for cicadas. I mean, there's some people that really enjoy eating them. I just don't count myself.
There's no way
ranks.
People enjoy it. That's just kitschy stuff to sell when the cicadas are out.
You think?
You think people enjoy eating it?
Dude, people enjoy eating a lot of stuff I don't like and I don't enjoy eating. Like people eat eel.
Like coleslaw.
Oh, I like eel. You don't
I
like
know
eel?
You like it. Well, you got an Asian thing going on over there.
Yeah, no, but is that an Asian thing?
It's
Japanese.
I know, but you want to be Asian. Everyone knows
that's
it. Like, they talk
Asian.
About it.
No, if I would much rather be African American, 100%.
No, now you're making. See, we can't even joke about it anymore.
I'm being
I hate 2020 so much. It's the worst.
You know.
Dong jokes are just a thing of the past.
No, but it was. Well, I'm not talking about that. I'm just.
Oh,
saying.
It's always. What are you always talking about? Do you remember when Greg Oden's dong picture came out? I have never heard you that excited in my life.
Yeah, pretty big.
Oh, boy.
There's a house for sale in my neighborhood, and the realtor's name is Bill Dong, and I laugh every time I walk by the sign.
That's low rent, man. That's low intellect.
My dad always told us this story that he went to school with a guy. His first name was Richard, but the you know, not Richard, and you know, like Dick Nixon.
Sure.
And, and his last name was like what you have on your hair or on your head.
Richard Hare.
Well, they would say, and like you know how they would go through the lineup, and they would say, "All right, Dukes Chad, raise your hand."
Oh,
Bickle,
no.
Eric, raise your hand. Yeah, and then Harry. Yeah, and then raise.
Oh no!
Yes. Yes.
How could they allow that?
I don't know.
Poor guy.
Yeah, that's a true story. Bloomington, Illinois.
He must have hated his kids. He did not want to have kids. He just wanted to ruin that kid's life. It was a boy named Sue situation. He thought it'd make him tougher, you know? You never know.
Yeah.
EB,
we
got to say thank you to Justin Dudley. Just Venmo'd me $20.
Oh, my God.
Tim Conley just Venmo'd me $10.
What?
Can you believe that? Driving down to the Outer Banks.
We didn't even have to share with Busties.
No, Busty's took his. Boy, I tell you what, he dipped his beak the last time we did those shirts.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah, he did.
If that comes in while I'm on the phone,
that's a good point. That's a great point.
You eat a grub, maybe we can talk about it.
Yeah, exactly.
You got to give us some entertainment value.
I was eating the grub until you started bragging about how great your lawn was, and then it was kind of. I felt
can
a little.
Can I send you a picture?
Why does yours? Are you putting a lot of chemicals on it and stuff?
I pay a young man to come and take care of it, as I am fancy. And my time is valuable, so I just have a good crew.
How much
yard
do you have with the pool?
I got acres of yard, brother.
You know, he actually looks like he has a pretty big yard.
You're dealing with Big Shooter over here. It's Oakton Falls. I have an estate.
Living the high life.
My house is actually so great. No, it's so I had an electrician out, and the guy said, "You are so lucky that your house hasn't burned down. Your wiring is so defunct and so terrible that they wanted us to leave." Because the wiring was
You're
so bad.
Kidding? Did you have to redo it? Like take out like the copper wires and all that stuff?
The stuff that he ripped out of the fuse box, or just a giant box of wires that he said all of this was illegal. I just think people that are homeowners think that because they own homes, they can work on homes, and it's so stupid. I mean,
oh yeah, they just opened up a wall for me, when they put the deck on, and they found out that the hairy homeowner. What he did a little addition, and he didn't use the proper wire. He put
of
an
course.
Extension cord in the wire in the wall.
They never know what to do.
He put an extension cord in the wall.
And you know they're just squeakers. You know they just don't want to pay for someone to come in there and do it.
Yeah.
By the way,
he was just a hillbilly. But
JP, EB is such a fraud. So like a month ago, we're doing this show, and he's like, "I got a $100,000 deck, and I'm not buying one chair for it because you know I'm fiscally responsible, and that there's no way."
Just because I was broke.
And then. I look on his Twitter, and he's having a wall taken down so he can put, like, a giant, like, mirrored door so he can have more access to his $250,000 deck. I'm like, dude, what are you – you're doing nonstop home improvements in the middle of the pandemic.
I'm racing to bankruptcy. I want to get there first.
I'm in the same – we had somebody come out to look at our yard. That's the person that told me I had grubs. And then we were trying to level off. I live in a hilly neighborhood. Yeah. And so that was the plan. And I kind of in my head was like, all right, $3,000, something like that. We can swing it.
Yeah.
By the time this person left, we're now getting a wall taken out in our kitchen to open up the playroom.
Oh,
and
God.
The price tag is at least 5X. But my wife might be happy for like a week. So
we'll
go with it.
Exactly. Yeah, I hear you, bro. It is cool when you take down a wall. There's nothing like it. You bring in like that extra light and space. It's the coolest thing I think you can do to a house. Is tear
Duke's
stuff down.
Kitchen?
Who's?
Duke has a cool kitchen.
Yeah.
I'll give him that.
Yeah, he does.
I do have a cool kitchen. God, your Twitter followers are so mean to me, Bickle.
Why?
I don't know why.
They hate
me.
Well, I think maybe they're just teasing you and you get
pissed. No, I think you're wrong. I think if I showed you the screen cap, you would not think that it is teasing. That's fine. No big deal.
To which tweet, Chad? I want to read it.
Anytime, Bickle, just click any tweet where Bickle mentions me, and then just the only responses are people saying how much they hate my guts. And I know what it's all about. It's, I was a listener, I interned for the show, and now I'm sitting here. And those people are working horrible desk jobs, and they think that they're talented enough to do what we do. They're not, but because I was able to just intern and I was a listener.
Oh, I think I see what you're saying. I muted that dude a long time ago.
Yeah, well, I have him blocked.
Well, dude, I just pulled up EB's tweet, say, "Hey, Chad Dukes, we doing a show, always fun."
Yeah.
Look, Mike says, best weekend show combo, just relaxing and a 3-hour fun conversation. Another dude said, this is the best kind of radio, two big sillies shooting the breeze.
I think you're looking at a different tweet than I am. you're not looking at the one I'm looking at.
Yeah.
Somebody said Chad's most likely just going to complain about having to work 24 hours this
That's week. The guy.
Yeah,
that's
I muted that dude a long time ago.
I'm not complaining.
You should get 10 bucks and you'll unmute him, right?
No, not that guy. He'd have to spend a lot more than that. I wish people were smart enough to understand this. I'm not complaining, man. It's just Bickle and I are to a fault open and honest, and sometimes it negatively people they don't react to it because I don't think people are used to hearing people be open and honest on the radio.
Yeah,
it's very rare to find someone that is.
I know it sounds self-congratulatory,
well, true.
But I don't mean it this way. But I had a close friend of mine say, I can't even say it because then it just
Let's
it sounds like you're being
I
a
wanna
douche.
Hear it.
Well, but it says that, you know, not everybody can go out there and just pour their heart out. There's a level of courage that it takes to do that, and you do take bullets for it. And I never thought of it that way. I thought I was just being whiny. But
no, I mean, it's easier not to. Dude, trust me. There's a lot of stuff I don't talk about, not personal stuff, but just because I don't want to take the slings and arrows. But
there's never been a time, and actually, I mean, especially for you, who's been doing this a long time, I feel like 2020, with everything going on right now, there's never been a harder time to have open discussions about society at large.
Between coronavirus
and protesting and everything else.
Oh, no, it's the most difficult. Yeah, every day is stressful. And again, this beats digging ditches, and this is the job that I was born to do. This is the job that I will only want. I mean, I told ESPN to go F off. This is what I want to do is radio. But I panic every day that this will be the last show, that I'll say something innocently that will be interpreted by our culture today as horrific, and that'll be it. And that's a big burden, man. And plus, not only just selfishly, I fear every moment this microphone is cracked that I'm going to say something with I say everything, and I know Chad does too, and my guys I work with, I say it passionately and I mean it, and I'm not trying to be a douche. I'm just telling you what I think. But I might say something that's dumb that offended 9 million people. I didn't even know it. You know what I mean? And that's it. End of my career. Sell the house. We're on food stamps. I worry about that all the time, and never more than today. Never.
Well, at least you got that deck.
At least I got that deck.
And the door. The new door.
The door. Well, right now, he's got plywood. There's no door yet.
I hear you, though, man. I mean, because for me, you know, before I was kind of coming on 106 pretty regularly and stuff, it was just a podcast. And you afford yourself so much. It's just so different when you're not live. And when you have to react to people calling in and news as it's
and you're just trying to honestly react. Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
And that's why people
love you, and that's why you've been on the air for so long, is because you're honest and they value your opinion.
Yeah, but you're on a freaking tightrope, dude, and you don't even know it. You're just out here with your boys having fun. You forget there's actually anybody on the other side. I'm in a freaking basement, door closed. As far as I know, I'm in Siberia. You know, it's weird. It's the weirdest gig ever.
Yeah. This isn't the way it was intended to be done either, you know?
Yeah.
Like, you got to be in there. I don't know how those Kevin and Bean guys did it for all those years, where he's like, one of them's in Seattle, one of them's in L.A. Mm-hmm. Like, how do you do that? How do you said
– Oh, but I do. I kind of dream about that part.
Oh, really?
I'm dying to get back in studio. I want to get back into our office.
Right.
And a lot of that is just having two young kids at my house terrorizing everything.
Yeah.
Right. But
I like a mix.
You guys want to get back in?
I do.
We love – the big thing, I think, part of – our biggest thing is just – just getting up at 4 a.m, you know, it does kill you.
Oh, that's good. I didn't even think of
that. Yeah, it kills you. So that's the biggest thing, is that we get an extra hour of sleep. And then, you know, and well, you can work from home. Everybody knows this. I've taught my buddy, JP's little brother, actually, who works in finance in New York. And I was texting him this morning. He's like, yeah, all my stockbroker buddies, we all don't want to go back to work. We want to keep working from home. Right? Because you're cutting off 3 hours. You're saving 3 hours of commute. You're saying, you know what I mean? It's just like everyone's proven they can do it. Now, the downside to that is that will officially nuke my career, was no one goes to work anymore and everyone teleworks. So, there's that.
Well, they can watch the show on NBC Sports Washington.
My understanding is we're doing very well over there. So that's good.
I mean, yeah, people are home. There's not a lot of live programming to watch. I would think so.
Yeah.
I know I'm watching it more just because I'm not running around.
Jimmy, can you find out what it is that they don't like about me over there? Because, like, I don't, I'm a big boy. It's fine. I'm not for everybody. I can be caustic. Yeah. But I'd love to know what the reason is that I am never asked to do everything, and anyone that's walked past the microphone at my radio station is a regular on your.
I think you just
station.
Have to push a little bit, Chad. You can't just wait. Like, I think you should. I could get you in touch with people, and you just say, "Hey, I'm available."
I mean, I'll say this for Chad and I were trying to do when I first started going in studio with him. We were trying to like turn little 1 minute things to send back to our place, and it kind of was a. It didn't. Yeah, I think some of it was a tech thing. We couldn't get the cameras. So the cameras are in there for you guys in the morning. I don't know the answer. I don't know the answer, Chad. Maybe it's you and Rashad Ross on an island.
It could be, man. I mean, how many more? I know I'm fat, but like it can't just be fat. Maybe it's a combination. It's the fat. It's the attitude. It could be a lot of things, I guess. I just like to know. I'd like to know because if it's a character flaw that I can correct. That's probably going to be beneficial for me in multiple ways.
Yeah,
but it's definitely something.
I don't think it's something. When were you gonna? You guys are gonna do it in the middle of all this. You were gonna do like a little thing.
JP and I doing a wacky like Redskins something. The two of us like he was coming on the show for an hour. We're talking about the Redskins for an hour during the season. It was really funny. It was unlike anything else that was going on,
right.
And it was perfect. We have your cameras in the studio with a siphon back to NBC Sports Washington, and they're like, no.
Really?
Like, what is that all about?
Right. Were you asking? Was it an outrageous ask on money? Was it an outrageous ask on money?
You got to ask JP. I didn't ask for any money, so you got to ask JP.
If there was a money ask, that was news to me. There's also programming. I mean, we have some contractual stuff that has to run. One of those programs, I believe, is Best of the Sports Junkies that runs for an hour every day at 6 o'clock.
Yeah, but dude, you could tape. You could have taped what we were doing, an hour of us, and cut us down to like a 23.
Like Chad would be happy if you put it on at like 10. Like you'd be happy if you put it on anyway.
Yeah, man, people treat you differently. Like the junkies are a big deal, but the junkies on TV and radio, it's just a different level of respect. And like for me, it's constant disrespect because like Grant and Danny are on all the same stations the junkies are on. And I'm the one, I'm the cuckold. Like, I'm the one just sitting there watching everyone have sex with my wife. And I'm just like, what is it?
What do they say? They say because they want to have some local programming. Is that what they say?
I don't know, man. I would assume I'm not being told the real reason why I'm viewed the way that I am. Like, I would be open for some honesty. They're like, look, you say this, or look, you don't talk about this enough. Or like, I would be open to
this. Did you ask Chris? What did Chris say?
Yeah, I mean, he had a reason that made a little sense, but it's just tough. It's just tough when everybody else is enjoying all that stuff, and I would like to enjoy it. I'm happy for you guys. Clearly, I'm very happy that that's happening. I love watching the Junkies live in person. I think it's awesome. But
just one of those don't we – you could – you're a free agent, though, right? Like, God bless NBC Sports Washington, but if they don't want to work with you, you know, we'll talk to the other people. We know everybody.
I don't think so. I think that they're so locked in with you that would be viewed as a slight. And I would – you know – I don't want to do what JP does where he sits there at 1 o'clock in the morning talking about the Wizards. Like, I'm going to hang myself.
No. I'm saying, why don't you pitch your own show? Let's pitch your show we'll talk to Annie over at Channel 9. We'll get a show on Channel 9. 2 seconds.
I'm steamed. How about Finley? How is NBC going to respond to that with the Junkies on in the morning?
You can do it. Whatever you want. You got nothing to do with us.
I just want to be clear that I'm not going to do that, but that whatever you want.
But listen, what you do is you go to Damon and you pitch your show and to take it or you move it. That's it.
Okay.
Take it or that's it. I talked to Jackie Bradford over at NBC4.
I'll tell you what the focus is digital stuff anyway. I mean, that's what.
Yeah, everybody's all steamed up for that. Why don't you do that? They could do that in 2 seconds.
If you wanted to pitch something, pitch a digital series is what I
don't want. Those are for losers. Those are for losers. I want to be everyone that does a digital series is a loser. I want to be on NBC Sports Washington so that when my guide comes up, it says Dukes and Finley Redskins Dum Dums or whatever the name of our show would be.
There's a no-brainer. There's a no-brainer show for you on NBC Sports Washington.
Yeah, I think that's it. I think JP and I got great chemistry. He already is coming in. He already hosts my show when I'm gone.
Well, doesn't JP do a – doesn't he – he does a lot – 9 million Redskins things.
He doesn't have any pimp hand.
He should just bring you on.
Well
– you bring him on, he brings you on.
He's got his own crew. I can't go on there and be sidekick to the guy he's sleeping with, the Pete kid. Like, I like that kid. But
yeah, this will be a threesome.
All of our shows go on during Chad's show. We've tried to have him join us, but he can't – stopped doing.
You don't do any. You don't do any like evening stuff.
No, generally things get taped.
You know what you should do? Yeah, how about post game? Why doesn't Chad get in on the post game stuff?
Because I got to sit around till the end of the game. I don't want to do that. I want.
You don't want to do anything.
By the end of a Redskins game.
Yeah, dude, I'll be hammered. Hey, Pickle, I don't see you doing any of that stuff.
I don't want to do it.
Right. Well, you got a four-hour TV show and best of, which you deserve. I'm saying 23 minutes of JP and I doing funny Redskins stuff.
What do you do? Why don't you do pregame? Tell them you want to do pregame.
Dude, I'm done. Once we're done working weekends, I can't do it anymore. It's going to kill me.
Yeah.
I'll say this. Check out your guide for how much new TV shows we've been cranking out during coronavirus.
Yeah, that's a good point.
I don't know that now's the time.
Yeah, now's then. That's true. But that's true.
By the way, Vic just messaged me. Oh my God, we need to break.
I just thought that the station was broke, and that was it.
Is it 1:43?
Did we just do a 43-minute segment?
We whored Vic so bad. I'm sorry. That's my fault. I should have been.
No,
on
it's all good.
JP, thank you, bud. I'm sorry for all the screaming.
Talking about Vic's sex life again.
Good luck. Hey, let me say this about JP. JP is really good on the radio.
He's great.
You are a total natural on the radio.
I agree.
I'm not saying, and I know you're good on TV, but I know you when you come on the radio more. You are a just natural at this.
That's why I don't like it when they put them on during my slot, because it was like they never have anybody in the pipeline that they're grooming, and like clearly JP could just step in and do my show.
Yeah,
if they
no, JP, you are really good at this. You're very relaxed. You get it. You don't get worked up. You're good.
Take a joke.
Yep. Coming from you guys, that means a lot. And Chad, I would love to work with you, Chad. That'd be fun.
Me too. It's fun. That's all I want to do is more stuff with you. Yeah. JP, thank you, bud.
It's fun.
All right. Thank you, JP. Thank you, buddy.
Take care.
Love you too. Go look at his kids, JP Finley, NBCS. It's very important.
I'm not kidding. He's very good.
I completely agree with you. You don't hear me arguing. Yeah. All right. Vic is going to kill both of us. It is Eric Bickle. It's Chad Dukes. 3 hours of fire on the fan.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Eric is so dainty. I just realized that you're a dainty man.
Yeah. I mean, I didn't know what that thing was. How am I supposed to know?
So, a couple of things. Thank you to the people that are Venmoing. I got to go in and get my list.
Are you kidding? It's like a list?
Hold on a second here. Yeah, David Slott. That's the guy that tweeted us. He gave us $10.67. That's awesome. Venmo.com/Chad Dukes. I'm splitting the profits with EB. We're working for free. So, if you'd like to tip us, you can do
that. You might be
that.
The greatest capitalist of all time.
Me?
Yeah.
And that I tell you what, that's a nice compliment you just paid me.
Yeah.
You're playing my band? You're calling me a great capitalist? This is nice.
Yeah.
This guy, David, who is he's a big Owen Dukes guy. He's been around forever. He loves the Junkies. And he moved up north. I don't know where he moved, but he does construction.
Yeah.
And he's renovating a house. And he sent us a picture of himself. And behind him is clearly a work site radio, a job
I've
site
never
radio.
It does say subwoofer now that I look at it. He does it.
And Bickle said, "What is that thing behind you?" And I'm like, "You work on the radio and you don't know that it's
I've
a
never
radio.
Seen one of those like I've never seen that like a worksite radio. I had no idea that was even a thing. So in other words, like you could drop a brick on it and it's still going to be fine.
Yeah, you know, if like a board or something falls on it, it'll be okay. So check that. I just sent you a link. I tweeted you a link. Those DeWalt is another company. They make great job site radios.
But they got, don't they make like drills and stuff too?
Yeah.
DeWalt.
Yeah.
I thought honestly, I looked at that and went, "Oh, that must be some like paint sprayer or something." I'm not kidding.
No, it's sad though. It's Mr. Relevant just tweeted us, says, "Give Chad a show on NBC Sports Washington. Why does he not have a show?" He'll have to ask JP Finley. Wouldn't that be funny if he was secretly C-blocking me this entire time? That'd be amazing.
You know what? The fact that you say that means somewhere deep down you think that might be a thing.
You think so?
The fact that you said that
tells
me it's, somewhere deep down that's in the back of your – you've gotten that in the back of your head. I don't believe that to be true for 1 second, but I think you do think that maybe.
Maybe it's leaking out of the id. You could be right.
Yeah, I think it is.
I don't think JP is –
Let's get to the root. You don't want to?
I'll tell you off the air.
All right. Well, there's a lot of off-air shtick happening today.
You know how – politically,
yeah,
I think that if CK and I didn't know each other for 25 years, I don't think that he would be inclined to hire me for a job. I think that's kind of where we're at in a society, and I think maybe that's going on over there. I think somebody
Well, I actually think that CK could set that aside, but I understand your general sentiment.
I didn't mean him as a person. I just meant someone like with leanings.
Right. Yeah, sure.
Do you think? That's what I think. Because they have people that are overweight on that. It's not just a fat thing. Like you said, we can't be fat.
Well, I wouldn't even think of that for 2 seconds. First of all, you're a little hard on yourself. That's not true. But I would not. They don't care. Do you think the pigs they put on TV on any station? It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. That means nothing. No, it's not that. But I don't know. I don't know how seriously you pursued it. I do know this, that I've gotten a few shows on the air through the years, and it's simply, I approach him, I pitch him. But my guess is you don't do that.
I need to be a little more hat in hand. I think you're right.
Yeah.
Vic says, please break again for the love of God.
Oh, I forgot.
Well, we did. For those just tuning in, Eric and I with JP did 45 minutes straight segment. like we're on Sirius or something. Yeah. And Vic's losing his mind back in the studio. Matt Snyder, there is Nationals-Yankees news. He'll bring us up to date on all of that next. 3 hours of fire on the Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.